I once had someone come to see me about their mother that described her as totally obsessed with not spending money. Apparently, she never went anywhere or spent anything, nor did she throw anything away. Her house smelled pretty bad due to all the old newspapers and magazines that she kept. She was widowed, but her late husband had left her with more than enough money. Her children would swear she never spent a dime of it. It sounded like a plot from a reality TV show, maybe Junk Dynasty? Well, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a trained counselor of any kind, but I told this family that their mother might benefit from consulting one. It's one thing to be conservative, but when this becomes obsessive and literally begins to disrupt your life, well, that's a problem. I didn't know the root of this woman's obsession. She may have had episodes in her early life which taught her that spending was somehow bad and that saving everything was a virtue. This is not uncommon with folks who grew up extremely poor. The Great Depression era comes to mind. Or she might have had a mental disorder that didn't appear to have a direct correlation to money or spending and yet manifested itself in this way. I am venturing into deep water, so consult someone with real training before you reach any conclusions for someone that you may know in a similar situation. What I do know is that the unique irony that binds both hoarding and overspending together is that both are forms of robbing yourself. We all have two selves, our present self and our future self. If you do as the majority of Americans are doing today and overspend, your present self is robbing your future self. Future self simply will have to get by on less, much less in many cases, because of the careless spending habits of present self. On the other hand, if present self hoards to the point of depriving himself, there may not be a future self. And even if there is, future self may have way more than enough, in which case present self has robbed himself only for it to fall into someone else's hands. All money gets spent by someone at some time. The money you work so hard for ought to be divided carefully between your present self, your future self, and those you love. Perhaps this woman was afraid of something. I never did hear how the situation was resolved, but I hope she got the help that she needed to obtain release from the prison of possessions that she had built up around herself. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.